Hi, my name is Freeman from Pastor Mike. I'm here with Mike, the brewer from Revolution Brewery. I'm going to ask him a few questions about agriculture. Mike, what are the main steps for making beer?
Well, as far as agriculture goes, you need to grow the barley or the other grains, and then you germinate and malt them. So you make them fat with sugar, and then you cook them up so that they're stable. And then we brewing essentially is getting the sugar out of those grains, and we dissolve it in the water and make it ready for yeast to chow down.
Have you ever grown hops?
Yeah, when I lived in Fairbanks, Alaska, I used to grow a lot of hops. But the thing with Fairbanks, Alaska is they get very huge, but then they freeze to death before they're ripe to collect. So it was all about decoration, not about brewing.
How do you grow hops? What are the main steps for growing hops?
You know, that's the thing. As a brewer, I appreciate hops a great deal, and I respect the folks who know how to do it, but I spend my time, you know, working on getting the sugar out of the grain, and hops growing is left to the folks who do the farming. And that's a full-time job of its own and a lifetime to be an expert at.
How do you make most of the sodas?
We make our sodas by grabbing local fruit, and essentially I use as much fruit as I need to get a good flavored soda. You pasteurize it and carbonate it and put it in the kegs, which is why we don't sell it in cans, because it's a very expensive way to make soda. And the fact is that you couldn't really make soda to sell at the grocery store the way we do, because we really just make fruit juice carbonated and pasteurized.
Why did you choose Paonia to start your company?
I lived in Alaska, like I was saying, and we had a little boy, and this is a very good place to raise a little boy. And the water is fantastic, and I was born in Georgetown, Colorado, which is a super tiny town on the other side of the Continental Divide. So the fit was just right at the right time.
Mike, how do you like living in Paonia? Like, how does it help your company with hops?
Well, Paonia and hops is fantastic because this small community has two hops farms. So that is a brilliant. And the fact is, there weren't two hops farms when we got here. So this has been a really nice evolution of the community. And living here is fantastic. It's a bit volatile for a man who is used to being completely alone to being a member of a small town, but I'm getting used to it and think it's really fantastic.
What are the challenges of being a business owner? What do you have to do?
Well, in general, the challenges are being responsible enough to be responsible to yourself. In Paonia, it's tough as a brewery because we have a really small town. And it's important when you sell something here to understand that it's a very small town. So what we've been doing for 5 years is growing enough that we also can sell our beer over the Western Slope. And now we can serve Paonia as best we can, and also we can rely on a larger community to actually pay the bills and stuff like that. Because again, the challenge is for any business here, 1,500 people working on the wages we all work. Yeah.
Thank you for your time. You are now part of Heart and Soul. We'll hope you have a good day.
I hope you do too. Thank you.